We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Bishem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perach of Zayin Mishnah Yud Beis. Shloshal Shloshah Shenikra. You have a piece of cloth, a beged, that's 3x3 tefachim that typically is susceptible to Tumas Midras, but Shenikra. Now it's ripped. How ripped is it? So Baritunur says, "Velo nechalku hakroim zemize." There was a tear in the middle of the cloth, along the length, along the width, but they were still attached. So im nisano ala kisei uvisoro nogea ba kisei tahor v'imlav tameh. How do you decide whether it's still mekabel tumas midras or not? So if you put it on, a chair, this piece of cloth. And the person, if it would sit down on this piece of cloth, his basar, his flesh would touch the kisei itself. That means that this tear is significant enough that it's not able to protect him from the chair that's below, and his flesh is touching the chair. Then it's no longer mekabel tuma. This is really not fit for sitting upon. It's not a cloth with respect to Tumas Medrash, because a person wouldn't use this to sit on, since his skin anyway is going to be touching the chair itself and not the cloth. Vimlav, but if his skin does not touch the cloth, although there's a tear in it, nonetheless, he sits on it and it covers the whole chair, then Tameh, then it's Mekabel Tuma. Shalosh al Shalosh. Now we move into 3x3 etzbos. Which is not mekabel tumas midras, because people don't sit on that, but it's mekabel other types of tumah, because it can be used as a cloth, as a patch for poor people when they want to patch something, a piece of clothing up. So shalosh al shalosh shenimha mimena chut echad. So if there were if it lost, the word nimha means it was worn out. So if it lost a thread and is less than 3x3 etzbos, then it's not mekabel tumah at all. Here, one of the threads was very worn out, but it was still attached to the cloth itself. Oh, shenimtza bo kesher. Or another case, let's say there is a kesher. Now, what kesher is or not, we'll explain exactly what we're talking about in a moment. Oh, shnei chutim, or there are two threads, matimin, that are adjacent to each other, like the word ta'omim, twins, right next to one another. Tahora. So let's explain each one of these. The first one is pretty simple. The first case is we have a worn-out thread that was not removed from the cloth. It's so one would have thought, okay, maybe it's still mekabel tumah. So nonetheless, Mishnah's chiddush is that even though the worn-out thread remains attached to the cloth, nonetheless, it's no longer mekabel tumah. It's true, there's a full 3x3 etzbos cloth. Nonetheless, that worn-out thread makes the whole thing tahor, not mekabel tumah, because it's like it has no chashivas, it's not significant at all. The second case here, which we said tahora, was a case where nimsa bo kesher. Now, the word that followed the third case was the word matimin, which was there adjacent to one another, actually is going on the last two cases. So when we say the word shenimsa, the phrase shenimsa bo kesher, we should be saying the word matimin along with this. So in this case, you have actually two knots that are right next to each other, that are matimin, that are adjacent to one another on the cloth. So it's still 3x3 etzbos. Nonetheless, there are two knots that it had. Why do you make a knot? Because each of those threads tore and the end started to split, so you try to repair it by making a knot. So the Mishnah here says, since there are two of them, if they're one of them, it's not a problem. People leave it the way it is. But if there are two knots adjacent to one another, we know that a person is going to take one of them out and replace one of the threads. And because of that, since he's going to replace an entire thread, one of those threads with a knot is basically insignificant. And therefore, we view it as if it has less than the shear of 3x3 etzbos, therefore it's not mekabel tumah. The third case is shnei chutim matimim, two threads that are adjacent to one another. What does that mean? So the case that we're discussing is where a person did not do the weaving properly. Meaning what usually happens is that we do over and under, and then the next line is going to be the opposite. It's going to be under, over, under, over. And this way, this is how the cloth stays in place. Here you had two in a row where it was woven, let's say, over, under, over, under, the same exact way. Since you're going to take one of those threads out, because they're one adjacent to the other, that's not going to keep the cloth together, and you're going to do it in the proper way and weave it in the proper way. Therefore, tahora, it's not mekabel tumah. This, we view it as if it's missing that thread. It's less than 3x3 finger breasts, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, shalosh al shalosh shlicha ba'ashpos. We spoke about throwing things into the garbage, but that was a 3x3 tfachim. This is shalosh al shalosh, rather than the keva, it's etzbos, and you threw this into the ashpa. Says the Mishnah, tahora. Once you throw it in, it's not mekabel tumah and or. Although, yes, we spoke about something that's 3x3 tfachim, that loses its tumah when you throw it into the garbage, but that's only if it's not intact anymore, it's not, can't hold a quarter or kav of salt. We spoke about that. But if you throw it away, but it's still able to be used, it's still strong, it's still mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah is telling us here, though, that may be true when it comes to 3x3 tfachim, but 3x3 etzbos, that will lose its status of tumah once you throw it into the garbage, because then it's insignificant. Hechazira tamea. But the Mishnah says, if let's say you took it out of the trash, so by doing that, you're basically saying that it has chashivus, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Now it's not mekabel any tumah that it had. That any tumah it had before is lost. But mikano lahaba, from here on in, it is mekabel tumah. Says the Mishnah in general. The rule is, when it comes to cloth that we're speaking about here, 3x3 etzbos, so we assume that throwing it into the garbage is metayerit, and taking it out of the garbage is metamiyet, but there are exceptions. Chutz mishel argaman, mishel zahoris tova. These are so significant. Purple wool, a wool that was dyed purple, that's argaman. Zahoris tova means silk or maybe wool, something expensive that was dyed Zahoris, crimson, reddish color. So these that are thrown into the garbage, we don't assume that it's a metahir then. Those are so significant, people will take them and out of the garbage. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af matlis chadasha kayyotzavehen. Rabbi Eliezer says, in fact, what else is on this list of those items that if they're thrown into the garbage, they're still mekabel tumah, because we know you're going to take them out. A matlis chadasha, if you have a piece of a cloth, but it's brand new, so even if you threw that away, we assume you're going to eventually take it out. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kulan Torah, he disagrees. He says, not everything, these are all Torah. You throw it into the trash, even the argaman, even the zahoris tova, the crimson, whatever it is, cloth, wool, silk, whatever it may be, are Torah, since you threw them into the garbage. Says Rabbi Shimon, but there is an Erev Halacha where this argaman and zahoris tova makes a difference. Where's that? Lo huskuru el b'nei hashava saveda. They're only mentioned regarding the laws of a hashava saveda. What's that? So the Bar Tanur explains. Din mitza'am ba'ashpa, lo amrin on midas hishlicham, ubo hachras. The laws of hashava saveda, we know that if the owner is miyaesh, he gives up hope, it's despair, he's to ever get it back, so then the person who finds it is able to keep it. So something thrown into the garbage, you assume that the owner was miyaesh, and therefore if you find something in the garbage, generally speaking, you should be able to keep it. Says Rabbi Shimon, that's where this halacha applies. If a person finds zahoris tova or argaman in the garbage, then ba'u hachraza, says the Bar Tanura. You need to announce it. You have to take it out. Depnei chavish chashivu sayu lo miyashe balim, says the Bar Tanura, because of their chashivus, their significance, the owner will not give up hope on them. Ushar begadim l'dolo chashivi, but when it comes to other clothing that are not so significant, im mitzam ba'ashpa lo ba'achraza, if you find them in the garbage, you don't need to announce them. So, once again, we have a three machlokas. We have the Tanakama, who says that throwing something into the garbage is metayer, taking it out is metameit, except argaman and zahoris. Rabbi Eliezer adds on not only argaman zahoris, but even a new piece of cloth, matnas chadasha. Rabbi Shimon, the opposite, says, no, kulam tahorim. In fact, which is, I guess, a leniency, that even argaman and zahoris tova that are thrown into the garbage are tahor, are not mekabel tumah, because they're thrown into the garbage, even though they're significant. Their significance only matters in the laws of Hashavas Aveda. Perek Chavches, Mishnah Aleph. Shalosh al shalosh shenisana bakadur. Here you have a piece of cloth that's 3x3 tfachim, 3x3 tfachim, so therefore it's generally mekabel tumas midras, and with a person here, nisana bakadur, he used them, put them in a bowl, which means he used them as stuff, that cloth, as stuffing for a bowl. The outside of the bowl is made of leather. But here you put it inside, you put the shalosh, oh, no, this is, oh, shalosh shalosh, no, this is 3x3 it's both, not 3x3. 3x3 tfachim would be mekabel tumas medrash. This is shalosh al shalosh. This is 3x3 etzbos that you put as stuffing into a kadur. So generally speaking, that would be mekabel tumas maga from a sheretz, maybe not medrash, but a sheretz and nevela, etc. Here, though, you put it inside a kadur, so you're not really using it as a cloth anymore. Oh, asha asa kadur b'fnei atzmo, even better. Your person took this piece, 3x3 etzbos, and rolled that cloth into a ball. And then he stitched the cloth to keep it together so it stays the way it is. Says the Mishnah, both of these cases, tehora. That cloth that was 3x3 etzbos now is no longer mekabel tumah. Why not? So, generally speaking, why is something that is small as 3x3 at its most mekabel tumah? So we mentioned, because a poor person will use it as a patch. The fact that it's now used as stuffing for a bowl, or he made the bowl out of the cloth itself, shows that a person has no kavana to use it as a patch anymore. And therefore, it is, it's tahor, it's not mekabel tumah. Aval shlosha al shlosha shenaso b'kadur. So here comes the case of 3x3 tfachim. If you have, though, a piece of cloth that's 3x3 tfachim, that's generally mekabel tumas medras, and you put it into a kadur, says the Mishnah, tameh. It is mekabel tumah. Bar Tanur explains, lo mivat la b'nisina asel l'sochat ha-kadur. You don't nullify it from its use by putting it into the bowl, and the bowl made out of leather, let's say, and it's used, this is used as stuffing. Lefi shehi shemur asham. Why? Because it is shemur, it's guarded there, it's protected there, and you may use it for another purpose. Why is that? Because when something is 3x3 tfachim, etzbos, we said that's only used by poor people for a patch. Once you put it in a bowl, you're not going to, it's not going to be not being used anymore. But something 3x3 tfachim, so everybody uses that, and it can be used for many different purposes. So by putting it in a bowl, doesn't lose its status. But you assume that, okay, he's putting inside for to be protected, and like you would put it in a box. You put it in the bowl, and eventually maybe you're going to take it out. Therefore, it's mekabel tumah. Not only is it mekabel tumah now, if a zav would sit on the bowl, because inside there's a cloth that is 3x3 tfachim, so that is mekabel tumas medrash from the zav. But asa'o kadur b'fnei atzmo tahor b'fnei sha'tefer m'ma'ato. But here there's a distinction. When it came to the 3x3 etzbos, whether you put it in as stuffing or you made the kadur out of it itself, it's tahor, it's not mekabel tumah. Here, the Mishnah is saying, when it comes to 3x3 tfachim, if you put it in as stuffing, so then it's still mekabel tumah, because, even tumas medrash, because you may take it out, maybe you're just putting in there for protection. But aso kadur b'fnei atzmo, if you take a piece of cloth 3x3 tfachim even, and you made that into a bowl itself, so that cloth, which was exactly 3x3 tfachim, and now you make it into a bowl, so then it does lose its susceptibility to tum. It's tum. Ibn Shahat Tefer Mema'ato. He explains why that is. Because when you make it into a bowl and you stitch it together, it's going to become less than the size of 3x3 tfachim. And therefore, it doesn't have the minimum size of 3x3 tfachim that you need for that type of tum. But other types, it would have tumas medrash. But let's say you have some, what normally happens when you have something that has been reduced from 3x3 tfachim to something smaller. So then it's, the halacha is, it's no longer kabel tumas medrash. But as the Bar Tanur here says, l'fi shat tfira memata. Yes, the fact that you have to sew and stitch it in together so it closes on itself, it's no longer this minimum shear. Utor mi midrash aval tumeya b'chol shor tumoski din kol shlosha al shlosha shinis mait. What happens anytime you have a 3x3 tfachim item that is diminished, it's still mekabel tumah. It's much larger than 3x3 etzbos. It's just more than 3x3 tfachim. So other types of tumah it has. two additional points. Let's say you made it into, you have cloth that's 3x3 tefachim, and you made it into a ball, and you wore it mimayit. It's still 3x3 tefachim. So then it's still mekabel tumas medrash. Or let's say it was a little bit larger than 3x3 tefachim. And by making it into a ball, and then you're stitching it, it diminished it a little bit, but it's still 3x3 tefachim, an exact measure, so that it's also mekabel tumas medrash. It's only because it was a precise measure of 3x3 tefachim, and now, by cost of stitching it, and when you made it into a ball, that cloth itself, it's no longer that sheer because of the stitching. So then that's why it's not a kabel tuma. One other point is that if this is true regarding the 3x3, the beggar that's 3x3 tefachim, and it's memayit, you didn't mention that in the Reisha. The Reisha said if you have 3x3 that you put in stuffing in a kadur, or you made it into a kadur b'nifnei atmos tahora, it should be kavah chomer. When you use it as stuffing, we don't view it as a case where you're using it to fishmir for safekeeping, as opposed to where it's 3x3 tefachim, by 3x3 etzbos. When you put it in for stuffing, we assume it's the avkavana that it's no longer. So if you made it into a kadur by itself, first of all, you probably, by stitching it, you nullify it from that status. Why? Because it's smaller. That's number one. Number two, since you're using itself to make the ball, not just using it as stuffing, so then kavah chomer, it should not mean mekabel tuma. So the mefarshim point out that in fact it's true. I would know that if 3x3 etzbos that you put into a kadur, it's not mekabel tuma anymore. Certainly if you made it into a kadur by itself, it's tahora. The reason that was mentioned was as an introduction to the sefer case, which was the 3x3 tefachim, and so that you realize that there is a distinction between whether you put it in as stuffing where it is mekabel tuma versus where you made it itself into a kadur where it's not.